Numbers chapter 32. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle. And when they saw the land of Jezer, and the land of Gilead, that the place was a place for cattle, the children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spoke to Moses, and to Eleazar the priest, and to the princes of the congregation, saying, Ataroth, and Dibon, and Jazer, and Nimrah, and Heshbon, and Elealeh, and Shebam, and Nebo, and Beon. Even the country which the Lord Jehovah struck before the congregation of Israel is a land for cattle, and your servants have cattle. Therefore they said, If we have found grace in your sight, let this land be given to your servants for a possession, and do not bring us over the Jordan River. And Moses said to the children of Gad and to the children of Reuben, Shall your brothers go to war, and shall you sit here? And why do you discourage the hearts of the children of Israel from going over into the land which the Lord Jehovah has given them? This is what your fathers did, when I sent them from Kadesh Barnea to see the land. Because when they went up to the valley of Eshcol, and saw the land, they discouraged the hearts of the children of Israel, that they should not go into the land which the Lord Jehovah had given them. And the Lord Jehovah's anger was kindled the same time, and he swore, saying, Surely none of the men who came up out of Egypt from 20 years old and upward shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, and Joshua the son of Nun, because they have wholly followed the Lord Jehovah. And the Lord Jehovah's anger was kindled against Israel, and he caused them to wander in the wilderness 40 years, until all the generation that had done evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah was consumed. And indeed you have risen up in your father's place, an increase of sinful men, to increase. Yet the fierce anger of the Lord Jehovah towards Israel, because if you turn away from following him, he will yet again leave them in the wilderness, and you shall destroy all this people. And they came near to him and said, We will build pens here for our cattle, and cities for our little ones. But we ourselves will go ready armed before the children of Israel until we have brought them to their place. And our little ones shall live in the fenced cities because of those who live in the land. We will not return to our houses until the children of Israel have all inherited his inheritance, because we will not inherit with them on the other side of Jordan or forward, because our inheritance has fallen to us on this side Jordan eastward. And Moses said to them, If you will do this thing, if you will go armed before the Lord Jehovah to war, and will go all of you armed over the Jordan River before the Lord Jehovah, until he has driven out his enemies from before him, and the land is subdued before the Lord Jehovah, then afterward you shall return, and be guiltless before the Lord Jehovah, and before Israel, and this land shall be your possession before the Lord Jehovah. But if you will not do so, you have sinned against the Lord Jehovah, and be sure your sin will find you out. Build cities for your little ones, and pens for your sheep, and do that which has proceeded out of your mouth. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben spoke to Moses, saying, Your servants will do as my Lord commands. Our little ones, our wives, our flocks, and all our cattle shall be there in the cities of Gilead. But your servants will pass over, every man armed for war, before the Lord Jehovah to battle, as my Lord says. So Moses commanded concerning them Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun, and the chief fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And Moses said to them, If the children of Gad and the children of Reuben will pass with you over Jordan, every man armed to battle, before the Lord Jehovah, and the land shall be subdued before you, then you shall give them the land of Gilead for a possession. But if they will not pass over with you armed, they shall have possessions among you in the land of Canaan. And the children of Gad and the children of Reuben answered, saying, As the Lord Jehovah has said to your servants, so will we do. We will pass over armed before the Lord Jehovah into the land of Canaan, that the possession of our inheritance on this side east of the Jordan River may be ours. And Moses gave to them, even to the children of Gad, and to the children of Reuben, and to half the tribe of Manasseh the son of Joseph, the kingdom of Sihon king of the Amorites, and the kingdom of Og king of Bashan, the land with their cities and the coasts, even the cities of the country all around. And the children of Gad built Dibon, and Ataroth, and Aroer, and Atroth, Shophan, and Jazer, and Jogaha, and Beth Nimrah, and Beth Haran, fenced cities, and pens for sheep. And the children of Reuben built Heshbon, and Elealeh, and Kirjathaim, and Nebo, and Balmion, their names being changed, and Shibma, and gave other names to the cities which they built. And the children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, went to Gilead, and took it, and dispossessed the Amorite which was in it. And Moses gave Gilead to Machir the son of Manasseh, and he lived in it. And Jair the son of Manasseh went and took its small towns, and called them Havoth-Jair, villages of Jair. And Nobah went and took Kenath, and its villages, and called it Nobah, after his own name.